This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hi there, my name's Sam O'Hemming. I'm on the Plumbing 6129 at ATL in Southampton, and I'm doing my week one.
Hi, Sam.
Hi there.
So, Sam, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Before Train for Trade Skills, I was working for HSBC Bank at branch level. Initially, sort of went in there to use my degree in marketing and kind of work my way up in that kind of respect. Worked there for 3 or 4 years and just didn't really enjoy sort of like the office environment, sort of working behind a desk. So I thought, what sort of can I do? What would I like to do kind of thing? And I've always wanted to learn a trade, and I thought, why not just sort of go with it, retrain and go for the plumbing? And that's where I'm at now.
You mentioned, was it HSBC you worked at?
That's right, yeah.
Are you still doing that job?
No. At the moment, because I've got a mortgage, I need to basically work. I'm working as a taxi driver. I'm sort of self-employed, so I can take the time out to study, sort of come to do my training and also work at the same time.
So you're on the plumbing course then.
That's
have
right,
you
yeah.
always had an interest in plumbing?
I have, yeah. I've had the interest since I was back at school, but when I was at school, they were kind of pushing a lot of people towards further education, so we kind of just went with that and went to uni, got my degree, and just never sort of really followed the sort of the plumbing or construction sort of route.
You've said you've got an interest in it, or you've had an interest in it before.
That's
have
right.
you been doing any sort of plumbing work or little jobs around your course then?
I have, yeah. I mean, I did stuff at home. That's how a lot of the interest sort of started, and I've done bits and pieces for other people, just, you know, people saying they've got problems with such and such, and I say if I can take a look at it and just be managed sort of to be able to do it, and then it's just kind of escalated from there. But at the moment, where I am self-employed, I can sort of take on jobs here and there, and I do the odd sort of bit here and there that I can kind of do with the skills that I know.
Can you tell us a bit about the sort of jobs that you've been doing then?
At the moment, I've actually done a full like bathroom. I've sort of done a full bathroom suite change. I've done a full kitchen installation, and then generally a lot of the stuff I do is just literally like fixing toilets, fixing sort of sinks, fixing baths, just little bits and pieces, little sort of fixing leaks, that kind of stuff.
Let's talk a bit about your practical training then. How are you finding it?
Really enjoying it so far. I had week one, but the guy we've got sort of teaching us, Paul Brock, he's sort of really good, takes his time with us and sort of helps everyone because we're all at different levels, so it's going well.
You mentioned you've been to uni and you've got a marketing degree, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Obviously, that involved like a lot of studying and stuff. Have you got any studying tips that you've done that you've found have worked really well?
Best bit of advice is probably just take your time with it. Don't try and rush through the text because there's quite a lot to read when you get it all through. I think a lot of people probably think the quicker I get through it, the quicker I'm sort of done, but it doesn't sort of pay to sort of just blitz through it. Just take your time and literally, you know, make sure you understand and letting sort of get on, if that makes sense.
So, Sam, you're someone that's obviously decided to retrain. And have you got any advice, basically, for anyone that wants to retrain or train as a plumber?
I'd say it's never too late because I'm 28 now and I decided to do this only a couple of years ago, and there's guys on the course that are sort of, I'd say, in their 40s. I'd just say it's never too late. If you're thinking of sort of doing something like this, go for it.
What are your plans then when you've finished your course and you're qualified?
Ideally, I'd like to work for a company for a few years, just sort of get a bit of experience under my belt, and then long-term, just do my own thing, because I'm working self-employed now. I'm quite liking sort of managing my own time, managing my own workload. So long-term, just start my own business and hopefully be successful.
That's great, Sam. Thank you for joining us.
That's all right. Thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.